Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Hi! It's Nick! Hi, yeah. Pratik, what's up, buddy?
It's going fine.
Okay. I said, what's up?
What's up?
I said, what's up?
I'm looking up, I see my ceiling fan, but that's about it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
bad joke.
I know, it's a horrible joke. Okay, and we're going to begin with our usual format this week. And, I don't know, everybody else can, I guess, introduce themselves.
Hi.
Jolly suck.
Okay, sorry.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to introduce ourselves.
Let's move along.
Fine.
That's going well.
We'll move along to the 5-second question of this week. 5 seconds. Dave, be quiet.
Fine.
The 5-second question of this week is, what was your favorite game when you were in fourth grade? And 5 seconds, and my game would be Pokemon Red.
Oh, you stole mine.
Okay.
You're next. Okay, I'm next. Pokemon Red and Blue and Yellow. No, it's just Red. Sorry.
Okay. And next is... I don't know, we'll go with...
Gower!
Dave.
Okay, Contra for the NES.
You suck. Okay.
Dave. Left, up, down, right,
Legend
left,
of Zelda
right,
for
A,
the
B,
NES.
Start.
You suck. Okay.
The original... Bitch.
Pokemon
Beepin.
Blue.
Blue sucks.
Fair candy cheat all the way, baby.
Dude, Red was better.
It was.
You all suck.
Yeah, I liked Red.
You
better.
Suck on these nuts.
Big
well,
hot,
you.
Big hairy ones.
No, I just shaved them.
Oh, sick, dude.
Oh my god. Okay, well, okay, we'll move on to the next section. What have you been playing? Okay, well, this week I've been playing some Fireteam Bravo 2 for PSP because I had to review that.
Hot and sexy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good for PSP. And it's kind of like the PS2 version. You can actually, I'll get to that stuff more in the reviews, I guess. And I've also been playing World of Warcraft slightly, I guess.
Okay, what level are you? Still 8?
No, I'm 9 now.
Oh, 51?
You've actually been playing?
Yeah, I've been moving.
He played a little yesterday. I owned him in a duel with a level 6 warrior.
Yeah, you have to tell everybody.
Yes, I do.
Why the hell did you use concussive shot? It's not that hard to kill a warrior. You suck. Okay, sorry.
I had like 50 health left after I killed him.
Okay.
All right.
Fine, we'll go on to Nick now.
Okay, I have been playing Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Sonic the Hedgehog. I'll cover more what it's about in the review, because I'm reviewing it. A lot of Guild Wars. I don't know why, but I'm getting back into that damn game. So, that's about it for me.
My turn.
Nothing really important.
It's
Dave's turn.
All right, so what I've been doing...
No, shut up, Gower.
Okay, well, I've been playing, let's see. I'm playing some WoW. Oh, yeah. Yeah, playing some, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
Yeah, I got you into that.
Yeah, right.
I did. I told you you should try and play it. They need to make a server that's only Gravity Gun. That would be
so
awesome.
That would be fun as all hell. Also, I've been playing Counter-Strike Source.
Joe, you're kind of quiet.
What? Game.
Yeah. All right, now it's my turn. See, I've been primarily playing...
Wow.
And we got some big news. I got level 65, got my epic mount.
What is it?
Don't know what an epic mount is? God, you're dumb.
It's a horse, yeah. I got a horse because I'm a human. And I almost have 7k mana, which is kind of nice. But anyways, and I've also been playing Guitar Hero 2.
Where are you?
Oh, I've been playing Guitar Hero 2 as well.
That's a fun game. I've been playing some Cherry Pie. She's
my
cherry pie.
Go drink of water, such a sweet day brown. Thank you. Don't make me cry. Eat cherry pie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Joel, go.
My turn?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess pretty much the only thing I've been playing is G-Dubs, some Guild Wars, and, I guess that's actually it.
Hey, I have a question. Do you guys know that it's kind of hot to your mouth if you eat those fire packets from Taco Bell?
Okay, whatever. No, you're fucking weird.
Power, where are you?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, I forgot to say this, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
thanks. Oh,
you.
Nick.
Nick got me a present. He got me a sort of chocolate.
Nick, who's your Valentine? Who say it?
Me.
Huh?
No.
Who's my Valentine?
Who's Nick's Valentine?
Say Nick.
Who's my Valentine?
Nick, who's your Valentine?
Yeah, who's your Valentine?
Bitch down the corner.
It better be me.
You said me.
Okay.
It's me.
It's you guys.
Oh.
Love you.
Nope, not acceptable.
Three-way?
Okay, it's me even.
What?
Yay!
Dude, I am so giving him all of my money. My Guild Wars. Okay. Alright, let's move along.
Okay, fine. We'll move along to previews. Are you guys ready to go on to previews?
Yes,
sure, why not?
Okay, fine. We'll go on to previews now. First game. We'll be previewing the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion for the PlayStation 3.
All I can say is whoopty frickin' do. Just get the 360 or PC version.
Good thing I'm gonna buy that game when it comes out for the PS3.
I'm gonna tell you the ending. Let me tell everyone that's listening.
No, shut the hell up.
That wasn't me.
You can't tell people the ending.
Honestly, though, that game is great. Like, the ending, it's got the best story I've ever played. Like, ever.
Hey, can I borrow your 360 again in Oblivion?
For, $50 a day.
Deal.
Okay.
Anyways,
you take it in souls.
Fine. Anyways, it has, improved features from the 360 and PS3, I mean, and, PC version, on the PS3 version.
Whoop-dee-doo.
We'll have to see if it looks any better. I doubt it will.
It does, because, they made, the stuff in the background kind of better, and, the stuff in the front, like, you actually can see that they're, like, a transition better.
I bet you could buy the 360 version right now for, like, $40 and not even bother with the PS3 version.
Definitely.
That's my thoughts.
Are you coming or what?
I like boobs.
I'm so sick of this.
I'm sorry, but I'm still loading Ember Light Camp.
How far?
57%.
Oh!
Alright, okay, I'm very excited for Elder Scrolls 3. What you guys?
Four.
Yeah,
four,
you
noob.
Three, oh, seven, you have to leave
nine.
Now. Nope, you
just,
are a
just get out. Get out.
See, all I need...
Morrowind came up forever ago, you noob.
Gosh. Okay, fine. Anyways, the release date is March 13th.
Or you can just buy a 360 and the 360 version.
Or you could buy the 360 version now if you really wanted to.
Or the PC version.
Well, that too. But we're just previewing this game, you know.
Well, I think it's stupid, so let's move along.
Why are we previewing it if it already came out?
Because
we're previewing the PS3 version.
Yeah,
same thing.
Noobish. Why would I want to pay $60 for a game?
Alright, let's go to the next one. I like this next one.
Okay, fine. The next one is The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass for the Nintendo DS.
All
what
I can
is
say
that
is
deal?
About time. It's a DS Zelda game.
Never
about
heard
time
of.
They made another portable DS game. It's been a while.
Looks like the Pokemon games. I mean,
What do you mean it looks like the Pokemon games?
Well,
it looks like all
look
the previous Zelda.
Look at the screenshot right here in front of
you.
It's in the show notes.
Dude,
that's
exactly what all of the previous Zelda games on the Game Boy have looked like. Adventure games. Let's guess what Pokemon was. An adventure game.
That's what they look like. I'm just saying they look similar. They're both fun games, I'm sure. I'm just saying they look
Zelda
similar.
Poons. End of story. Move along. Never
Hold
been
on.
A bad Zelda
hey, wait,
game, except
Zelda
for the two
Pokemon
that weren't
even fight, Pokemon would win.
No, they wouldn't.
Fuck, yeah, it would.
Yeah,
no,
Pokemon
it wouldn't.
Ass.
Dude, Pokemon is awesome, but Zelda, I'm sorry.
Pokemon, kick its ass.
Does Zelda have the move Fissure, which is a one-hit kill?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, she has magical light arrows, alright?
Are they one-hit
kills? And she has something
no.
even better.
Fissure is, biatch. Even though it hits like 1 out of 20 times, it's still one-hit kill.
No, she's a girl, you know what that means? You know what that means?
Hot?
Yes! Yes!
Boobies?
She has that advantage.
She has boobies?
Yes.
Guard, you know what those
Many.
Are?
Many.
Oh yeah, you have them.
Shut up.
Okay.
What? What do you mean, where am I?
Wink, wink.
Not judge.
What were we talking about?
Hey, baby.
Alright, let's move on to the reviews.
Fine, well, anyways.
Wow, we're just zooming today.
I know,
shut
we are.
Shut up.
Anyways, for
dude,
some
what
reason.
The hell is up with that?
I know.
We're on fire.
We have nothing to talk about. We're bored.
At the end, we could just, like, stretch our way out.
I mean, we could have done this, like, yesterday if somebody didn't have to work.
Yeah.
Hey,
I kind of figured out why we're kind of zooming along. We forgot we forgot to do the topic of the week.
Oh my gosh.
That explains a lot.
Oopsie.
You need to make that part bigger.
Yes. Fine, I'll make it bigger. Anyways,
dude,
we'll finish up the
previews. About something being bigger? Viagra,
we'll
what?
Move on to the topic of the week after the previews.
Okay,
anyways,
so what do you guys think of Zelda?
I think it's going to be gay.
I think it's going to rock. Dude, they've never failed at a Zelda game.
Yeah, they've never dropped the ball. Except for the side-scrolling ones.
Those were not made by Nintendo.
The one game I hate is the Link. Hold on. I forget what it's called.
The Adventure of Link. But some people like that, and it's not exactly like it was flopped. People bought it.
Hold on. I got it out. Yeah, The Adventure of Link, another journey of ultimate challenge in the fantasy world of Hyrule.
Okay, shut up. Now, let's move along.
Yeah. I have the NES cartridge right here.
This week's topic is why is the DS on fire?
Hey, wait a sec. We gotta give them the release date.
Oh.
So why is the DS on fire? I think it's on fire because...
The Phantom Hourglass Zelda is, they're saying, June 1st, which is very questionable since it's already been delayed.
Oh, don't even listen to that date.
It's already been delayed from March to June.
They haven't even made, album art.
Okay, fine.
So just...
Now we're going to the topic of the week.
Okay.
And this week's topic is why is the DS on fire? It's not technically advanced.
Because the DS is awesome.
Hey, it's not capable of multiple media applications, and
it
uses a small storage card.
Why?
It has a nice software library.
Because they have a huge collection of kick-ass games. They're cheaper than the PS3 games.
Nothing.
Like what?
Cheaper than the
PS3
games, I hope so.
They're
PSP games. They are cheaper than the PSP games.
They better be.
A lot of those go for, I know, a lot of those at release go for 40, 35. Or at least they used to.
Ridiculous.
It's a $5 difference, 40 for the PSP games.
Yeah, okay, you know what else is a $10 difference? You know what's a $10 difference? 50 to 60. That's what the Wii versus, 360 and PS3 games are.
Well, that's because the 360 and PS3 games are better.
Because they're that much
better. Okay, 360 games?
Don't even start to bash
360. I've only seen one good game
for
the 360.
I'm gonna go swear right now because I'm so mad at you, Pratik.
Why are you so mad at me?
Takes it up
just don't say... You don't just be... Okay, just because it's cheaper or it has worse graphics, that does not mean... You've played Tetris before, haven't you? You've played the original Mario. Great
rocks.
I did play the original Mario.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Wait, so then, so now you're just saying that it sucks?
In the early 90s, I enjoyed the Mario.
It's still good.
It's still good, I know. I played
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Lower your voice.
Shh, 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 shh. Okay. Now, and also because the Japanese people really like it, and they obviously hate Microsoft, and they're getting pissed off at Sony.
Japanese people are freaking weird. Have you ever watched a movie about them?
Dude, they sell panties in, a vending machine.
I would buy them.
I already did.
Hey, we can't offend all of you listeners.
If there's any Chinese people out there...
Us five?
If there's any Chinese people out there...
I don't listen to the show. What?
Sorry, I meant us four. Oh, yeah. Three,
us
wait.
Seven. Great.
I'm part Asian.
You're not.
I have an Asian.
You're
brother.
As white as any of us here.
I have an Asian.
You wear gangster shoes. You wear gangster shoes. And
gangsters.
You don't like it when people step on them.
I beat my friend up because he stepped on my shoes.
Hold on. Did you even call him your friend? He's like a jerk.
I'm a jerk.
Oh my god.
No, Joel, you're just I love you, Joel. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. I love you, Joel.
Well, are you there yet?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some Mario while you guys talk.
Are you there yet?
Okay, fine. You can play Mario.
One second, Joel. Just wait. All right.
Hold on. The
anybody else have any thoughts on the DS? I just think that Nintendo has showed that they're not stupid, and it's fun to play. Even though it's not technologically advanced, as you put it, the touchscreen is hella fun. Hey. You know that new... Have you heard of that new game, Spore?
Spore? No, I haven't heard of Spore. Hey, is not... I don't...
Oh, that
I
game
like
looks
the DS,
awesome.
Okay, I'm not saying that it's a bad system. I played, was it Final Fantasy III and Castlevania on it? It's pretty good. I never said it was bad. Okay.
You know, I will defend. I will defend it to the end
of
my
life.
Get up out
of this grill, you noob.
Whoa, hello. I don't want to restart my computer. Restart later.
Are you there yet?
I'm going. Just wait a second.
Can you hear me now?
Which district? 3?
2.
Oh, there's no 3.
Are there any final thoughts on the DS being on fire?
DS is fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
Dude, DS is so much better than, like, PSP.
Thank you.
I still gotta play a DS.
Dude, they're awesome. It's kind of like Wii.
Dave,
pretty
yeah,
nice.
Do you have
Wii
input
stuff.
On this, Dave?
What are you talking about? You liked it.
I did not
like
it.
I like the DS.
Responsive.
It's a good system. If the PSP had some better games, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
PSP's got good
graphics.
PSP is
more of a multimedia.
Multimedia.
Yeah, I can go on the internet.
Yeah, you can go on the internet.
Whoop-dee-doo. I mean, seriously.
I have a question.
What happens if you just want... a game system. That's what I want. I don't want, like, being able to play DVDs. I don't care. Everybody's like, well, you can do this and this and this and this, and I'm like, no, I just want
to get this. It's just an added bonus.
An added bonus that costs about $100 more.
It's not $100.
Not anymore, dude. Not anymore.
Okay, DS, $150. PSP,
$250. PSP's $200.
Yeah, well, yeah, DS is $100 now, too. What?
It's $130, and it's $70. It's $70 difference, not $100.
Okay, Patique. Cheek, listen to me. I'm not willing to pay that much to be able to go onto the internet in my own house.
How much is a DS?
It's $130.
Well, you can buy them for cheaper than that.
But they're
for
so freaking hard to find.
Dude, just buy a used one.
I want an Onyx one. They're tight.
Good luck finding one of those.
They're really
I see them all the time.
Oh.
DS.
I need a new
really
one.
Nice.
I need a new one. Mine has a huge crack in the top screen.
You sucker.
Okay. Gower, I'm yelling your name.
Well, you know, if you want to have, you know, let it sit in your backpack for a good...
Oh, shut up. I'm at 23%,
ass.
By the way.
23% for Drox?
Yeah.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay. Almost 30.
Are we done with the topic of the week, or does anybody have it? Okay.
I think it's all wrapped up.
Okay, fine. And, fine, we'll go on to reviews now.
Okay, I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry.
What's so funny?
I can't.
Okay, I get to go first.
My name is first, so I get to go first.
I get to go first.
Hey, my name is
Joel.
It goes in order. Noob. Shut up.
Yeah, Dave.
I get to go first.
Shut up. Nick's trying to talk to me.
Joel, mute your mic.
Someone's phone is ringing.
Why?
Just do it, dude. Just do it.
Ah.
Okay, so,
I'm
going to
call everyone.
So, okay, I'll review my game, which is a SOCOM Fireteam Bravo 2 for PSP. Yeah, it's a PSP game.
Okay. Which, according to Mike, means it's crap.
Okay, fine. Just because it's on PSP, you haven't even...
No, it's not that it's on PSP. I just don't like portable shooters because they never really turn out that great. No offense.
No, dude, they do these good.
Yeah, Dave has the first Fireteam Bravo, I believe.
Yeah, except for, it was pretty fun, except when I blew myself up with that RPG.
Haha.
You blew yourself up with one of those?
Yeah, I was trying to destroy this radar thing.
So what's the review? Come on.
Okay, fine, the review. Anyways, it's a fun game. It's like you're playing it on the actual PS2. That's what it looks like anyways.
Sure, you're just deceiving yourself. That's okay.
Sorry,
I'm not deceiving myself. Okay, anyways, it has, the AI is slightly improved from the first one, according to,
Yeah, it sucked. First one, the AI was horrible.
Not to say it's perfect. The first Fireteam Bravo for PS2.
The AI was kind of bad.
Yeah.
You'd walk up to someone right behind them and just be like...
Yeah.
No reaction.
Good.
Not to say that it's perfect. I mean, it's just a...
Well, you can't make perfect... They have not invented perfect AI.
Well, fine, it's not...
Perfect.
Well, it's... Okay, fine. There's still flaws, but, you know, it's slightly better than the first one, anyways. And this one, if you have the SOCOM, was it Combined Assault or whatever for PS2, you can play online, like, through both of those games, through just one server. And you can play them together, like, together.
Oh.
So if, you know, one person's on the console and you're on your portable one, you can play together.
Oh, so, that's kind of cool.
I know. It has that, what is it, crosstalk feature, apparently, for Fireteam Bravo 2 and the SOCOM Combined Assault for the PS2. Anyways, Dave, your review?
Okay, hold on, let me pause my...
I thought I was next!
No, dude, look at the thing!
Critique!
Look at the show notes! Look at the show notes!
I hate you. Critique, why would you do it like that? You know I'm always second. It goes, critique, me, Dave, Gower, Joel.
That's because...
Nope, sorry, I'm next.
Dave told
okay.
me his game last week. You just told me it like 10 minutes
well,
before the show.
Well, it doesn't matter, I'm supposed to be second.
All right. No, dude,
okay.
If Nick's second, if Dave does his review, I'm going to have to quit.
Okay, well, anyway, I will be reviewing.
Dude, that's like totally out of the way.
Fine, we'll take a vote. We'll take a vote. Who wants Dave to go right now?
I'm playing Mario. Sorry.
Right now.
Okay, fine. Who wants Nick to go right now?
I do.
Okay, fine. Nick, you can go right now.
I want Nick
okay.
to go right now.
Fine, Nick,
okay.
you can go right now. Dave can go next.
Okay. All right. Then Dave goes. Okay. That's so funny. Okay. Alright, I reviewed
That's
Sonic
all I have.
PS3. Okay.
Sonic
it was rated really low. I can see why, definitely. Load screens take forever. It's really annoying too. Graphics look okay and there's a lot of lag, which is
your hot sister in the background there?
Stupid. Yeah, baby.
Oh.
No. Okay. Anyways. No, that's probably like Dollar, but anyways. the lag is just like terrible. Oh my god, like certain points when you like destroy stuff, there's lag everywhere, which is kind of dumb in my opinion. But whatever, you know, that's what happens. What the hell else about it? Like when you actually get into the worlds, kind of like fast paced, I think they're really fun. Like,
sorry, that was about my job.
Okay, well, carry on. So. It's pretty cool. Like, it's really fast. Like, I'm really liking the fast factor on it. I've only beaten 2 levels. Apparently, there's only like 10, which kind of sucks, but whatever. And, yeah.
Welcome, Joel.
That's about it. Overall, I give it probably about like a, probably about 5 out of 10.
5 out of, oh yeah, I forgot to give my score 8.5.
5 out of 10. I heard Sonic wasn't that great. For the
yeah, it was okay.
I'm looking forward to the Sonic for the Wii, though, back. Because that one, he's on rails again, you know? So you don't have to direct him. You just kind of go as fast as you can, which I think will be kind of fun.
Because yeah.
I like Sonic on rails better than in the 3D ones. The 3D ones kind of suck.
We'll preview that next week if I try to fit it, if I have time to fit it in.
Okay, my turn.
No, it's my turn, noob.
No,
yeah.
it's not.
No,
remember. I'll roll you for it. We'll do a random roll, / random. I win. All right.
No, I'm
no,
doing my
We already
call.
Put
no.
off Dave. We already put off him once. We
Dave.
Can't put him off no. twice.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, I am reviewing Counter-Strike Source for the PC.
Let me see. I'm these... Not... Oh, sorry, carry on.
Anywho, yeah.
These
are...
Shut up. These new generation iPods, the, like, really cool nano ones, the thin ones, and their different design. I've had this thing... I've used it a lot, like, every day for, like, a week, and it's only at half charge. Wow.
Anywho.
That thing holds its charge.
Yes.
Carry on.
Counter-Strike Source is a first-person shooter for the PC, in case you didn't know
I
that.
I love that game.
You can buy it, like, by itself for, like, $20, or you can buy it with, like, Day of Defeat Source and, like, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch for, like, $30. So, cheap game. Very good shooter. Started out as a mod for the original Half-Life.
Counter-Strike sucks.
Counter-Strike rocks, ho.
Sucks.
You suck, Nick. Whatever.
Yes, Nick does.
You.
Anywho. So, you're either like terrorist or counter-terrorist, and depending on what map, terrorists have to like plant the bomb. Counter-terrorist, rescue hostages, yada yada. Pretty good gameplay, good selection of guns. Though they just implemented this stupid dynamic prices. So like the more something's bought on some servers, the more it costs, which leads to crazy prices. So it's just weird. Did like everyone mute themselves?
Wait. Go back. Can you say that one more time?
No.
But I like the selection of the week though thing.
No, seriously, like, is that always like that? What, they just did that pretty new, right?
They did it like a couple months ago, but most servers have it turned off.
Dave, don't they also have the selection of the week though? Like, you know, just at the certain time that you're on the server, a certain gun is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I've seen that before. That's what the dynamic weapons price is. Most servers have it off because it's stupid.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just because
it gives
body
more
armor
realism.
Can get up to, like, 5,000.
Oh, my God.
And crap like that. So, yeah.
Joe, you have to give me your Steam ID because I didn't really play Counter-Strike.
Let's see. Pretty good game. Probably give it a,
Do it later.
9 out of 10.
Okay, I can't hear you, dude. You're really quiet.
I'll do it later.
Okay.
Ooh, who's that hot chick?
Oh, I heard a girl. What? Who's there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh. Hey, baby.
I'm looking chick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop playing freaking Mario. Okay.
No, I'm gonna
I don't want to restart my computer.
Start what?
Oh, now is it my turn? Oh, yeah! Okay. What am I reviewing? I forgot.
You're reviewing Wii Sports.
Did everybody mute themselves? Okay.
Oh, crap.
I did.
Wii Sports. Wii Sports.
Dude, baseball's the best.
Okay, shut up. Wii Sports.
Best.
It is only in America. It is packaged with a Wii when you buy it. And
yep.
Oh my
in
gosh,
Europe
Mega
and Japan, Way. In Europe and Japan, you have to buy it. Which
that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Sucks for those losers.
European
okay.
people suck.
Yeah, they do. Es ist für dich. There's five. Shut up! You don't say it right.
I don't care if I say it right.
I think there's like five. I don't know, but there's tennis, there's bowling, there's baseball, there's boxing, and then there's golf. Personally, my favorite game is bowling. I don't know, because it's just fun, and I poon at it. And
boxing.
Boxing's fun too, but it's kind of inaccurate, but it's fun.
Oh, well, once you get used to it.
Boxing is the biggest workout, and you can, it's really fun. And people are actually considering using it as a workout technique, but anyways.
Boxing's so hard, though.
Shut up.
Continue.
Tennis is basically like, you just swing your Wiimote at the tennis. You don't even have to move your guy. What?
Remember to talk about how unresponsive it is.
Yeah. Especially boxing, dude.
Well, see, I'll get to that. For tennis, it's pretty responsive. It's just you swing the thing and your person swings the tennis
right.
Racket. But your person just moves towards the ball. But I figured out this thing, and if you're running towards the ball, it's too far away. Just start swinging your racket, and he'll keep diving for it until you get to it. Little cheap trick there. Bowling is really
a
fun.
Cheap trick.
Bowling, you just like pull down a button,
pro,
pull
baby.
It back,
you're
and then
talking to a
shut
pro
it.
Bowler.
Shut up. Shut
sorry.
Up. You hold down a button, you pull it back, and then you let go in like the downswing, like a real bowling game. It's really fun. That one's pretty responsive too. Baseball, I found baseball just kind of hard. I don't know about Nick is good at it, but I can never seem to hit it straight. I always get like
why?
Foul.
Dude, I always like hit home runs in the game. Dude,
I guess
I'm,
it's
I got
the card
like
skill.
1,200 points. Well,
okay.
It's because I play baseball.
Okay. Okay.
It's like. You know what? It helps you if you play baseball. It's really cool
Nick,
because, like,
Nick.
No, just let me say this. Okay? If it's really cool because, like, it actually, like, I've found that it actually helps me, like, with my swing timing, like, because if it's you don't know if it's gonna be coming fast or slow, and if you see it, it kind of looks
that's true.
It actually almost
it does.
Looks
it
like
does make you improve your reflexes or whatever you call. Them.
Yeah,
and
then when someone throws a splitter, then you know not to swing at it.
God, I hate splitters.
Anyways.
Those are unfair.
I always strike you out.
Okay,
dude.
And then
I
golf.
Get, I get you're so
okay.
Bad at
shh.
That
shh.
Sorry.
Golf.
I'm done,
golf
I'm done,
is probably one of the more inaccurate games because you always slice it, and the weird thing
well,
is,
boxing is kind of unresponsive too.
Yeah, it is. But see, with golf, you can do a backswing. You just kind of have to tap it. You know what I mean? You try to do like a huge. You try to do like a huge. You try to do like a huge backswing. You just have to just. It's not like a real golf game.
I can do a backswing fine.
I can't do it, dude. Every time I do that, the person just like twitches and the golf club doesn't move.
You have to be smooth. You have to be like.
Well, yeah. Well, screw
be
that.
Be like the wind.
I just hit it and Anyway, so but that's an okay game, but there's only like 5 courses and it gets kind of boring. Boxing is fun, but you just have to figure out like some way to do like uppercuts and stuff. But until then, it's kind of tough. But it's the most intense one. Like if you're with a friend, you're just guys are just dodging all over the place. You can lean back, you can go bam, bam, bam. You know, you get all tired and stuff.
Bam, bam, bam.
But the problem is that sometimes
bam,
you start,
bam.
Sometimes bam, you swing.
Bam.
Shut up. Okay, it doesn't, but it doesn't mean that every time.
Longest review in the history of reviews or what?
Every time.
Yeah, goddamn.
Because there's 5 games in it.
Oh
every
my
time
god,
you,
5 games!
Because every time you punch your arms or whatever, you don't always punch. It's just, it's not very responsive. But I still think it's great fun because it's free, for one thing.
Free.
But besides that.
You know, I play Wii Sports more than I play the damn game. It's like. Zelda or anything. I haven't beat Zelda.
I actually beat Zelda. That was a fun game.
He's still in the fucking fire.
Oh, Zelda Rock. Are you still in the Fire Temple?
Yeah. Well, Nick's just never really good at those kind of games.
Well,
dude.
No, it's not that. I just don't want.
Well, you just
do
don't like to. You just don't like to do the puzzles and stuff.
Yeah, I'm more of a.
I love to figure those out. Those are really
randomly
nice.
Kill
I'm just,
people.
I'm more. You know what? You know what puzzle that I liked to solve was the one in Prince of Persia. That's a fun ass game.
Yeah, it's an ass game. Sweet.
I love that game. I played it at your house, but I never beat it. I should come over and do that sometime. The heck?
I should beat God of War.
Overall, not factoring in the free price and stuff like that, I'd give this game an 8.5.
Holy shit!
8.5?
If you factor in the free factor, I'd give it a 9. But if you just consider it just... Yeah, because then it's free.
Yeah, and everything's better when it's free, and you know it.
I know.
But if you just consider it as a game, I'd give it an 8.5. A fun game to play, but you just kind of like, after a while, you're just like, it's kind of shallow, you know, you don't come back to it. You can also do Wii Fitness tests and stuff to figure out how fit you are, but whatever. Carry on.
No,
so, we,
on.
So we haven't done Saints Row. Go, Joe. Joe.
Oh, just give away what he's doing.
1 second.
Joe, you're doing Saints Row. Saints Row for the 360.
Alright.
I'll just start reviewing it. It's a good game, I guess.
Saints Row is freaking awesome. I don't know, it came out kind of a long time ago, but it's still a great game. It's, like, I already beat it. It's pretty easy to beat, like, the main storyline. And now I'm at the end, but it's still super fun to just drive around and, like, hit people.
It's kind of like GTA.
Yeah, except better. And, like, you can hit people and they have ragdoll bodies. So it's pretty freaking awesome. So that's pretty much Pwnage. And,
Pwnage.
I'd say... Oh, and it has online, which I haven't played, but I've heard it's really tight.
Yeah, why the hell don't you try that?
Because I don't have Xbox Live.
I get it.
Because I'm poor.
And
poor man. So I guess since it's so, like, replayable and fun to play, I would say I would give it a 9 out of 10.
I can't wait for the PS3 version.
I know.
Dude, stupid
I'm
PS3.
I'm buying that, and I'm buying Morrowind, and I'm buying...
Hey,
Twitch.
Joel.
Morrowind,
hey, Joel.
I'm buying.
Joel, just so that you know, one of the first things that I want to get once I start making some money is a 360. I really want one.
Good for you.
Okay.
What now?
Is it all the reviews?
I think so.
Okay, well, anyways, we're going to move on to the news, which is pretty much dominated by Wii, for some reason.
Woo!
Wii!
Because it's Talit.
Okay, this week we have big news that might disappoint some people. Mario Galaxy seems to have been delayed to winter time.
See, the thing that could really... Okay, if they do this right, if they release Metroid Prime 3, the summer.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
I don't know. They might delay
saying,
that
this
either.
This is how they're gonna make everything perfect. If they can release it in the summer, I will be so freaking happy because that's one of the games I've been waiting for years. If you guys have not played Metroid Prime, the original ones, get them. They're probably
what about
the most
Mario Happy Town?
Metroid Prime is probably the best Metroid game I've ever played. It's so awesome. It's amazing. Both of them. It's for the GameCube. It's so good.
I just hope it doesn't get delayed like it has been doing.
Well, they're always going to get delayed.
Like the Smash Brothers, too.
They take their time like Blizzard, okay?
They take
Blizzard has, like, never come out with a crappy game.
Hey, The Life and Death of Superman. But that's the best of the worst Superman games. Sorry, carry on.
Okay, then.
Okay. And, so, I know, Dave is pretty disappointed that he has to wait to play Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I want that game.
Don't you have WarioWare?
I beat that.
But then you can start playing multiplayer.
Dude, yeah, I have to unlock some more multiplayer stuff.
Once we come over on Friday, we can play some multiplayer and we'll play. Because I really want to try. I love the old WarioWare games. The Game Boy Advance ones are great. They're so much fun.
I played the DS WarioWare, you know.
I should review that one later.
Any of you guys played the DS WarioWare?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
Anyways, next piece of news, we got fitness experts advocate playing your Wii. Apparently, you will lose weight playing Wii.
Some guy lost 9 pounds
playing
Wii Sports.
Oh, Gower, you can lose weight, dude.
Dude, I gotta explain it, dude.
Crap, dude. Okay, Joel, you know what? Tomorrow, you're gonna get so many Rubens.
You don't even know how to. You don't even know how to.
Doesn't matter. We don't even have first hour tomorrow.
Yours, dude.
We don't even have first hour tomorrow. You know what? I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye.
Gar, I love you. Stay, baby.
He can't leave. Did he leave?
No, he didn't leave. Gar, I love you, baby.
Probably just muted himself.
I was just gonna say, because we only have like a minute or two left worth of stuff left.
Yeah,
okay, anyways, that's pretty much sums it up for news, unless any of you guys have any news? No news? Okay.
Oh, wait. Let me think. Nick dumped his girlfriend.
Yeah, I dumped my girlfriend. She's a fucking bitch. Dude, I'm
sorry. I dumped my girlfriend, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, great. None of you even had girlfriends. Even.
Hey, shut up, all right? In my mind, in my mind, there was one.
Okay, sure.
And her name was Patique. Oh my god. I don't want to restart my computer. I'm dying. Okay. Sorry, I'm playing World of Warcraft right now.
Sure, okay. Anyways, closing thoughts. Anybody else have closing thoughts before I wrap it up?
Close your thoughts.
Steven, you're hot. Gower, you're hot. Let's all go have an orgy. All right.
Is that?
We need someone to bass here to do
I haven't heard Beam. Beam, say something.
What?
Oh, there he is. I thought he laughed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyways, we'll wrap it up and try to have a show next Tuesday. Hopefully,
as long as I'm not
work.
Working.
Yeah, hopefully no one has work, you know.
Or Beavin.
We
can just go on with Beavin, though. We don't really need him. He's kind of the useless one.
Beavin's awesome, dude. Dude, Beavin's like the life of the show.
The life of the show.
I thought I was the one.
No, I'm the wife.
You know what? I'm leaving again.
Again.
Gower, I love you.
Again? Oh, no.
We're almost done.
Yeah, we're like done with the show. It's like, I'm leaving.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Screw you guys.
Okay, anyways,
and the gaming home.
Anyways, there's 2 weeks and 6 days left until Motor Storm.
Fuck yeah.
So,
dude,
I think.
Critique, we're going after school. Beep, I don't care. You can come if you want. But
can I come?
To get Motor Storm?
Yeah, sure.
Can I come?
Sure.
And then we'll play Motor Storm when we get home.
Yeah.
We're not at each other's houses, we'll play multiplayer. Online.
I'm coming. When's that coming out again?
3/6/07.
I'm gonna get that day off from.
Tell me so that I can tell Cody that to not drive me.
I'm gonna do that today. All right, is that it, guys?
Yeah, I hope you don't have work that day on MotorStorm.
I'm taking it off.
The day MotorStorm releases.
I'm gonna fucking take it off.
I really should have just skipped school and Burning Crusade day.
Yeah, no, me too. But anyways, that's gone and done.
That's pretty much our show, and
Hope you guys enjoyed. Our email is thegamers2@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes if you would like to. We always enjoy constructive criticism. Is nice.
Also thegamers2.blogspot.com.
And the other
website. There's another podcast that
we have links set up on the Gamers2 website.
I don't know. Pratik might be a regular on the Iron Wildling, but
I guess. I don't know.
Once he starts actually playing.
Yeah, it's me, Dave. Beben doesn't play because he's a douchebag. Sorry.
It's a great game. He just has an addictive personality.
The Iron Wildling. It's called the Iron Wildling. Look it up on iTunes.
We have a link set up on the website, ironwildling.blogspot.com.
Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Send us an email.
Diamond in your Grok. Die. What the heck?
Okay, and that's it. So, goodbye.
Hey, guys.
Adios. ¿Cómo estás?
Schnell, 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 schnell.
Oh, yeah.
Schnell. So, I'm going to let you guys go now.
All right.
Okay. No, keep us on.
It's the end of the show. The listeners, not
okay,
people.
We'll just edit this part out.
I love
Bye
you.
Bye, listeners. We love you.
No, I'm going to leave it on. It's funny. I'm just going to leave it on.
I'm into Asian chicks, guys. I'm into Asian chicks. So if any of you are Asian chicks,
dude, they're mine. No, they're mine.
So anyways, goodbye.
I call dibs. Nick, guess what?